This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to the Victorian Pride Centre. This morning, it's a great honour to be bringing you our second official broadcast from the Pride Centre. And this is prior to its official opening in a few weeks. As president of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I'm so proud to be broadcasting from our new home at the Victorian Pride Centre. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne from the Victorian Pride Centre in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, and in fact around the world, streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app. Welcome to Saturday Magazine. We are available on podcast, and of course Saturday Magazine is the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current affairs and questions show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is
Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, dear Macca. Happy Birthday to you.
Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Macca.
Happy birthday.
This is progressive current affairs from a senior's perspective.
Hey, John Pizzuto will be very proud of me. I've actually sung live on air.
I know. We'll have to.
Well, maybe we get John to do it himself when he comes
exactly,
in a second.
Exactly. Why not?
A beautiful singing from Fiona there as well.
Yes. Thank you.
Lovely voice, Fiona.
So, as you know,
let's not get on with Saturday Magazine. This is your birthday. How are you going to celebrate this weekend?
Well, we've already started, haven't we?
Well, we've had some pretty good
bit cake.
Bit of cake, I tell you what.
Amazing cake.
White chocolate, a three-level sponge.
I feel like my arteries are just pumped with fat now.
Yes. Fantastic.
So this
day, 63 years ago.
63.
Wow.
I was born premature 7.5 weeks, and I weighed 8 pounds.
There you go. God, you're a big baby.
There was no room left.
God, you're a big baby.
My mother said, "Get out."
Look, I don't mean to brag, but I was 10 pounds 4.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, we're not being size queens here, are we?
No.
A message for you from the lovely Mark Adams. Macca, happy birthday.
Thank you, Mark. So I'm joined by the member for Galesford, Tass. Paul is, of course, multitasking on panel. Gordon is getting ready to do our podcast, and thank you so much for that, Gordon. It's great that you do that, and so many people download them. Fiona's in the studio doing social media for us and producing. Big day today, Tass. We've got a lot of interesting guests.
We certainly have, Macca.
Some of them we even want to talk to.
Well, some of them we love.
We do. Do you want to name them?
Well, let's start. Our very first guest this morning is the opposition speaker for equality, Bridget Vallens.
Spokesperson.
Either way.
Yes.
Member for Evelyn, I believe.
Up in the hills.
Up in the hills.
I wonder whether she was giving away socks. Like her colleagues.
Straight after her, Macca, we have the lovely John Pizzuto.
Oh, so it's a liberal hour.
You said that.
That's good.
You said that. Oh, it actually gets worse because straight after the news at 11 o'clock, we've got Warren Inch.
Oh, my God. Tess, we're going to fall off the right-hand side of the desk.
But we are going to dot the show with the Victorian Pride Lobby spokesperson, Nevena Spirovska.
Okay, so that's in the centre.
Yes, and we also have a Green Senator, Victorian Green Senator,
that'll be
Janet
on the left.
Rice. And Macca, we are also going to dot the show again with another very interesting crikey journalist, Kishore Napier-Raymond, who wrote a very interesting piece during the week called Forward Christian Soldiers. It's
yes.
really all about the Liberal Party's aspirations to have a religious freedoms bill and the soldiers around in the community, like the ACL, who are supporting
Sounds a bit like the Crusades.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Did you read the article by any chance?
Look, I haven't, but I am across what's going on here. And in fact, you know, we will ask Warren Inch about this. We'll ask Janet Rice. Also,
but Kishore's done the analysis.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that's what I'm particularly interested in hearing. It's actually a very good piece.
Yeah.
Easily accessible via Crikey. It is called Onward Christian Soldiers. Worth having a read.
Onward Christian
Soldiers. So, Macca, birthday as to war, today. Birthday today. what have you got planned?
Well, actually, Paul and his partner, the Welsh toy boy, Tess and his partner, Audrey, Ian, and my partner, Jonathan and Fiona, we're actually going out tomorrow night in the city for a slap-up Chinese meal. And we're going to take advantage of the 20% rebate that you get for dining in the city of Melbourne, funded by the state government and the city of Melbourne, you know, to get people back into the city. So I encourage people, if, you know, you're going to go out for dinner, by all means, do so, you know, obey the COVID restrictions, but think about doing it in the CBD. A lot of those hospitality venues need your support, and you're going to get 20% back. What a great deal. Spend $50, get 10 back, spend $500, get 100 back. Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
As long as I get some wonton soup, I'll be happy.
Wonton soup?
Oh, look, short soup.
I like can we soup. Have a banquet?
We can have a banquet. Do you reckon there's any lemon chicken on it? Because you and... Actually, the lemon chicken...
Well, actually, I'm partial to sweet and sour pork.
Yeah, pork... Tass is
sweet and sour pork is my favourite.
I've got to give a call out.
And special fried rice.
Special fried rice. No peas, though.
Well, you can pick them out.
I don't like peas. If you haven't, on ABC iView, there is this great little series. I think it's four or five little episodes of about 15 minutes each. And it's called Chopsticks or Fork. And it's about a Chinese lady who's gone around Australia to all these different Chinese restaurants. And she talks about...
Authentic Australian Chinese.
Australian Chinese, yeah. They wouldn't recognise this in Beijing. But it's actually about, you know, Australian Chinese food and what an important part of our culture this has been. And I encourage people to watch it. But those people who are, let's say, have at least a three in front of their age, think back to, you know, as a child or as a teenager when hopefully you and your family went to the local suburban Chinese restaurant and what it was like and what you liked. Watch this, Chopsticks or Fork.
It's a really good show, I agree.
It is absolutely fantastic. It is hilarious, but you know what? It's absolutely authentic. I loved it.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.